Hi, can I borrow some sugar?
No, I only have 21 and a half bags left.
Well, we can't stay long anyway, because we're off to see the, P-E-D-I-A. Attrition.
Why are you going to the foot doctor?
We're going to have a little talk about Andy's verbal skills.
Huh. Why, is he still tanking all his job interviews?
I'm just worried about the way he's saying his words. Like, he won't say triangle. He says triangle. Or hello.
Pauly Shore makes millions of dollars saying that.
So, they're just going to run some tests, you know, check his palate, make sure his hearing's all right. And, I'm going to borrow your book on child development, okay?
Yeah, but it's really old. You probably should ignore that chapter on the heartbreak of polio. Hi, Andy. What you got here? This is cool. Let me push this thing.
Hello. Can you find the triangle?
Dear, to my six-month schedule, cost of living, 50 cents an hour pay increase. Dink.
The joke's on them, because your cost of living only went up 40 cents an hour.
Proud of me?
What a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
Hey, Dad.
Chuck, Rose. Bob. What are these guys up to?
You know, nothing. You know.
Well, now that we caught up, I guess we'll see you later.
We kind of wanted to talk to Dan about something.
Yeah.
Rosie.
Kind of a guy thing.
Oh, really? Oh, no wonder I'm starting to feel all shy and giggly.
Dan, have you heard about the minimum security prison they're building outside town?
They're building a prison in Lanford? No wonder the beauty parlor's been so crowded lately.
Well, they're spending millions on this thing. And we were wondering if maybe you'd be interested in getting the old crew together and putting a bid in on the drywall. Now, look, I know you got it good at the garage, but this would be a chance to make a pretty good chunk of dough.
Well, look, guys, I appreciate you thinking of me, but I'm pretty happy where I am.
He's not kidding. That couch under him is hardly even faded.
Are you sure, Dan? I mean, it's going to be a bundle. Everyone in this town's going to get rich.
Really? Great, that gives us an excuse to leave.
Look, guys, I'm sorry.
Hey, man, it's all right, it's all right.
Yeah, maybe I'll apply to be a guard. Picture me as a guard.
I can picture you as a hostage.
And if you change your mind, let us know, okay? Come on, Bob.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, always wondered what that Canadian beer tastes like.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really good.
Thanks. One less thing to wonder about.
Now, my dear, I believe we are celebrating
What shall it be first, the sex or the violence?
Well, if you're any good at the sex, I won't need to use the violence.
Hey, he's almost got our new computer all hooked up. I'm going to learn how to do the bookkeeping for the diner on that. Somehow. And you're going to have fun on that, too, honey. You're not going to need that old thing anymore, because that magic box sings and talks and plays music. And it's kind of like Grandma after her second Manhattan.
Okay, I've got you all set up here.
All right. Well, just show me the instruction pamphlet, and away I go. Dear God, what have I done?
Not that hard. You can do this. Don't be frightened.
Oh.
Come here, little man.
Now, aren't these supposed to give out some sort of a death ray?
Not unless you press Control-Alt-Death-Ray.
Take it back.
It's not that hard. Look, here's that ABC software I was telling you about. And this one here will teach little Andy how to count.
Is that Big Bird?
That's him.
Okay, this can't be that bad, huh?
I also set you up on America Online. Just click, click, and you're on the internet. You can get news, you can talk to people, it's really cool.
Hey, can this thing play Pong?
Okay, I gotta get going to work, so have fun. And if you have any problems, just give me a call.
Welcome. You've got mail.
Hello?
I didn't want to wake you. It's this whole prison drywall thing. I can't get it out of my mind. Am I crazy, Roseanne? Should I go for it?
Yes.
You gave that no thought at all. Now, should I do it?
No.
Roseanne!
Do you think we could talk about this later, Dan? Come on, now you're ruining our quality time together.
I'm serious, honey.
Well, you already told him no. What happened to the I've got a great job at the garage thing?
Is it such a great job?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the first steady money we ever had coming in, except for that coupon scam we ran in the 70s.
What?
Just a reminder, my bedroom's right above yours.
Well, yeah, sorry we woke you. But now that you're up, go mow the lawn.
Well, let's just look at the pros and cons. No, it's true. The garage is steady. And even if I got this prison job, that doesn't mean there's another job around the corner.
So, work slow.
But the garage is boring. It fries my mind. I come home every night, I'm like a zombie.
Yeah. Not like when you were doing the drywall, and you came home and you put on all those puppet shows. You wear those straw hats and strum that ukulele.
What?
Yes, we know. Your bedroom is beneath ours.
No, not that. I was getting something to drink, and the word ukulele caught my ear. I love the ukulele. Do you have a ukulele?
Night. 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 Now, I'd lose all my city benefits if I quit. But I'd be making twice as much money working for the prison. But it's a gamble, and should we be gambling with a new baby?
Yeah, Dan, you know, when Connors gamble, Connors lose. Of course, there was that time at the state fair where you made that frog land on that lily pad.
Plus, we got the diner. We got two mortgages.
Yeah, and the diner needs new wallpaper and appliances and some of them golden arches.
Okay, well, It's settled. That's it. I'm sticking where I am.
Hallelujah. Hey, Dan.
Yeah?
Well, since you woke me up, I just want you to know that I'm going to have some trouble getting back to sleep.
So?
So, that means you are, too.
I knew that.
Dan.
Yeah?
Just checking. My name is Mommy, and I will be your waitress tonight. We have specials on the menu, including tender sweet peas, turkey in its own broth, and peaches. And I know these are good because me and your dad make peach daiquiris out of them. How long have I been a waitress? Well, not very long. And I'm just doing it till an acting job opens up. And your dad fixes trucks for the city, and he's only doing that till another one breaks. Best thing about your dad's job is that it's secure, you know, because the last big risk we took was having you, and that was a very big risk, but that's just the kind of people we are. Or were. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, since you took such a big risk with me, and that turned out so good, how come you're playing it safe now? Quit grilling me. Because, see, risks are for younger people, not us. See, when you get to be me and your dad's age, you want to know that you can do the same thing over and over again, you know, till you die. Okay, so let's just hypothetically say that your dad does take this job at the prison, right? And what about when that job's over? Then what is he going to do? Of course, the way this country's going now, I think they're always going to be building new prisons. Yeah, because, you know, the way people hardly have to pay for what they do at all, it kind of makes crime look like a really good thing to get into, so a lot more people are going to be doing it, you know. And just by the sheer odds, a lot more of them are going to get caught, so I think they're going to be building a lot of prisons, man. I think those things are going to start going up faster than Starbucks. Yeah, and then, like, the people in these prisons, you know, they're going to need to eat. So, me and Jackie, maybe we get in on the ground floor with some catering kind of business, you know? And pretty soon, convicts from all over the world will be coming to eat loose meat in Lanford, Illinois. Dan, that's it. You're quitting that boring job at the city, and you're going to apply for that construction bid.
Whoa. What?
No, I've really been thinking about this for, you know, the last couple of minutes. And this is a big opportunity here, and I think we should take it.
Roseanne, is this your way of telling me that you drank all my beer?
No, I was just sitting here, and I was talking to the baby.
Okay, this sounds pretty grounded already.
No, Dan, he made me realize that the thing was always so great about us is that we always took a chance, you know? And this is a chance.
Honey, you're going awful fast here. Slow down a minute.
You know you want to do this. Let's take the risk. Look at him, Dan. He is just the greatest success we have ever had. Something's in the air. I mean, look at Darlene gets offered all these really great jobs, and Becky's applying to colleges, and everything's changing, Dan. It's like we're on some huge cosmic roll now.
Yeah, I guess. We should go for it. All right, let's go for it.
Yeah! All right, here. Take over. Because this is my last day as a city employee's wife, so Fedco, here I come.
Just brought over some more software for Andy. Hey, you're on the internet. Looks like you really got the hang of that thing, huh?
Yeah, I just been playing around with it a little bit.
Read over Treasure Math Storm. It's a little old, but let me put it in.
No, David, I'm just right in the middle of something here.
Sorry. Jackie, aren't those the same clothes you had on yesterday?
I don't know, maybe. Clothes are clothes. What's your point?
Are you all right? God, have you even left this thing since I last saw
you? David, I'm fine. I'm sorry, I'm just a little distracted. So, how's school?
I graduated last spring. You were there.
Good, good. So you got finals coming up then?
Jackie, are you even listening to me?
I'm fine.
Oh, my God, you haven't left this thing. You're addicted to the Internet.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. I've seen this before. I lost two friends to this.
They were weak. I am strong.
Where's Andy?
He's fine. He's in his room with his toys. I've got him on the monitor.
Okay, Jackie, I think it's time to turn off the computer.
No, not now, David. I'm learning useful things. I'm growing as a person.
You're in the Urkel chat room.
What? What are you doing?
I'm going to unplug you, Jackie.
David, get away from that right now.
This is for your own good, Jackie.
Wait a second. You can't treat me like this. Plug me back in. I'll quit tomorrow, I promise. Don't take it from me now, man! I need it! Just 5 more minutes! I hate you!
Jack, look at yourself!
What time is it?
Come on, let's go in the kitchen. I'll fix us both some tea, okay?
Okay.
Come on.
She's here.
She's here.
Did you get it?
I don't know. We were waiting until you got here to open the envelope.
Well, you better have got it, because I had to sleep with the architect and the warden.
Long wait's over, boys. Rejection or selection, this is it.
Well, I've never gotten anything in a big brown envelope that I could open in front of other people.
I'm sort of afraid to open it.
So, who's going to do it?
People say luck is a lady.
So you want me to go find you a lady?
Come on, Roseanne!
Yeah, all right. Oh, jeez.
What?
I can't get that song, Afternoon Delight, out of my head.
Roseanne!
You got it.
This will get me out of debt, and I can take that vacation to the Bahamas.
Oh, man, it's the big screen TV, a new truck, a pair of cowboy boots.
I'll take the rest on a gift certificate. We hit it so big, I can't believe it. We're going to be able to pay off the house and the cars. And you know what we're going to end up with then? A crappy house and 2 crappy cars.
Well, I guess my reputation in the construction industry is still top-notch. I hate to blow my own horn.
Oh, come on, honey. For me, please.
Thanks for standing behind me on this one, honey.
Yeah, well, I was back there making faces anyway.
Please be available to get together, blah, blah, blah. Complete list of employees, blah, blah, blah. Please inform us of any ownership changes as this decision is partially based on your minority-owned status. I don't get it.
I do.
Hold it. We got this job because you're black. Well, I mean, God, does that mean that we're not the best men for the job? No, Bob, we're the best. Hey, we know we're the best, and we got the stuff to back it up. We just got a break. And damn, it's good to finally get one. Man, I've been working so many years, man, and watching other guys somehow get all the breaks. Well, now I got one, and I earned it. We all earned it.
What's going, partner?
Couldn't have done it without you. Well, actually, I guess I could have. I'm going to call my old lady.
Yeah. I'm going to call.
No.
I'm going to get one of them Canadian beers.
Well, honey, guess what I'm getting you for Valentine's Day?
Well, you know what they say. A gal can never have too many cans of 3-in-1 oil.
I'm going to give you some of that prison money to fix up the diner.
Thank you. We're really going to do good with this money, too, Dan. We're going to really, really do good. Because I figured out how rich people stay rich.
How's that?
Lottery tickets.